Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, let's enter this sacred time. Hallelujah, let's enter God's hour. This is God's hour. Let us enter with praise. Hallelujah, let us enter with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, let us enter victoriously. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. You are blessed. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. Come into the house to thank you, Jesus. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Rabba Shiki Andarabasaya. You are prospering. You are healed. You are well. You are able. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise right now. Hallelujah. We, Rebo Shiki Andarabasaya, give you the first fruits of this hour with praise, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We create an environment right now for the Holy Spirit to dwell in, for you, oh God, to be in the midst. Thank you, Lord God. We bow down to you right now. Hallelujah. Reba Shikiando. We bow down to you right now. Hallelujah. Reba Yikiando Raboshia. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, Karabasatia. We exalt you. We give you praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We declare that you are almighty. Hallelujah. We acknowledge that you are the source. Hallelujah. We acknowledge that you are our help. Hallelujah. We acknowledge. Oh, Rabbi Shikia. We declare. Hallelujah. We declare that you are Lord. You are Lord of our lives. You are Lord of our matters. You are Lord. Hallelujah. We set you on high right now. Yes, we set you on high right now. Hallelujah. Reba Shikianda Roboso Tarabashia. We Lerabasanda Raboshia. We celebrate you right now, Lord God. We celebrate you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us in this time. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being accessible to us in this time. We thank you that we dwell in your presence. Hallelujah. That we are before your throne. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for grace. We thank you, oh God, for mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you above all, Lord God, for forgiving us of our sins. God, we have a repentive heart right now. God, we come with a soft heart, not a hard heart. We come with a soft mind, a soft head, not a hard head. Not thinking that we know it all and we have it all and we can do it all and we don't need no help and we are the expert. No, we bow that down. We humble ourselves and we thank you, Christ Jesus, that it doesn't matter what we see. And it doesn't matter what's going on around us. And it doesn't matter right now what our bank account says. And it doesn't matter right now, hallelujah, how we feeling in our bodies and in our minds. It doesn't matter right now the frustrations. It doesn't matter right now, hallelujah, who hurt us and who said what they said and how they acting. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter right now. right now. Nothing matters but you, Lord. Nothing matters right now but you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing matters but you, Lord. Rabashiki and Rabasaya. No one matters but you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for arresting us in this place that we are locked into you. Hallelujah. To hear from you, oh God. Yes, Lord God. To be directed by you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for each and every person that is coming to your hour. I declare that this is your hour. Hallelujah. That this is your house. That we are in your house. We take our shoes off in your house. We come in full respect. Hallelujah. Tarabashi kiandaraboso taraya. We thank you, Lord God. We come to the healer. We come to Yahweh, the great I am. We come to Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We come to you, our shepherd, Lord God. Jehovah Ra'ah. We come to you, Lord. We come to you, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. We come to you. Hallelujah. Lebatarabo shikiandarabasaya. We come to you. We come to you, El Roy, the Lord who sees all, who knows all, omniscient one. We come to you, hallelujah, right now. We come to you, omnipotent one, all-powerful one. We come to you. Oh, we bow, we bow, we bow, we bow, we bow, we bow down. Yes, we submit, we submit, we submit. Hallelujah. We submit to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We correct ourselves, Lord God. We ask that you correct us. Show us where we need to be corrected, Lord God. Show us where we need to be changed, Lord God. We submit and are ready for the change, Lord God. Instead of looking to everyone else, for everyone else to change, and for looking and instead of looking for everything else to change and the situations to change, and if and saying, well, if this just gets better and if this just happens, then I can. No, 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 no. God, we submit and we be the change. And we be the change. And we accept the change. And we accept how you are trying to change us, even using the circumstance, using the thing that we want to change so bad, using it to try to change us and to penetrate into shape us like clay. You are our potter. You are the potter and we are the clay. Hallelujah. Ruboshi tivisiki andarabasaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Someone just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, why am I saying thank you? I don't have anything to be thankful for. I don't see anything to be thankful for. If you knew what was going on and if you knew my situation. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because he's the one who's able to change your situation. And he is the one that's able to help you through your situation. Hallelujah. And not only is he able, hallelujah, he desires to, hallelujah, he desires to, hallelujah, love on you, amen, and help you, amen, in shikiaraboso tarabasande davashia taraya, and give unto you what you never even imagined, amen. And I'm not just speaking of material things. No, 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 no. Ooh, I'm speaking of spiritual things. I'm speaking of emotional health. Amen. Relational health. Amen. Financial health. Amen. Hallelujah. Physical health. Amen. Hallelujah. Psychological health. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! You are Lord. Yes. Let's get into the text on this blessed day, in this blessed hour, in this blessed now. Matthew 6:33. This is the prescription for the day. Hallelujah. Our great physician, amen, issuing to us the prescription. Mm-hmm. This is the prescription that's going to solve your problems. This is the prescription that's going to iron out those wrinkles. This is the prescription that's going to address those issues. This is the prescription that's going to mend your broken heart. This is the prescription that's going to cause you to rest easy at night. This is the prescription, amen, that's going to cause you to go higher. Hallelujah. This is the prescription for your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone say, this is the prescription. This is the prescription for the relationship issue, marriage issue, child issue. This is the prescription for your living condition. This is the prescription. Shut up, I'll tell you. Well, can we get into the prescription then, Mika? Yes, let me read it to you. Amen. Let me read it to you. I'll be like the pharmacist. I'm the pharmacist to the physician. Bless the pharmacist, Lord. Bless the patient, Lord. Amen. He's the physician, I'm the pharmacist, and y'all the patient. Amen. We got PPP. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 6:33. I love Jesus. I love him. I love him. I love him. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm going to read it one more time. This is good. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let me read the New Living Translation, as that was just the King James Version. The New Living Translation reads, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Oh, seek the kingdom of God above everyone else. Amen. And live righteously. And he will give you everything you need. How many came to this blessed hour with a need? Oh, my God is saying, your God is saying, our Father is saying that as you, not if, amen, because I believe that you even listening in this hour, you even coming to this moment is you have a heart and a desire that as you seek the kingdom of God above all else, amen. Someone say, do it the right way. Do it the whole way. Don't do it halfway. Amen. Don't do it any kind of way. Amen. Who wants to be in a relationship and with someone that just gives them the bare minimum? I don't see nobody raising their hand. I don't see nobody raising their hand. Ooh, Jesus. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Father God, we thank you for this precious, living, powerful, life-changing word We hear you, Lord. Reba Shikianda Rabasaya, in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. The Lord says, the Lord told me, I was hearing all throughout the week, seek me, 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 seek me. Even in Zephaniah 2 and 3, it says, seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right and to live humbly. Amen. Mm-hmm. This time, in this hour, in this July 2020, in this season that we are in now, amen. And I'm about to reveal to you what the season is. But in this season, God is saying the answer to the problems. I'm not even going to call them your problems, amen, because you don't want to claim that. I'm going to say the answer to your victory. How about that? The answer to your breakthrough. How you like that one? Hallelujah. The answer to your next level. Amen. Hallelujah. The answer. The answer to the open door. The answer that opens the door. The answer that unlocks the account. The answer, amen, that reveals your kingdom partner. That reveals, amen, your betterment in the augmentation of your marriage, of your living condition, is seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give everything you need. Well, I hear someone in the spirit saying, well, I'm already seeking the kingdom. Amen. Well, then you're on track. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you're right on track. Amen. And God is letting you know that you are doing, amen, exactly what I have you to be doing in this time. This is a time of intimacy, amen. And no matter how long you've been in a relationship, hallelujah, someone, you gotta still actively pursue. You gotta still actively do in order to have the beautiful relationship that you so desire. Amen. So no matter how long we've been walking with the Lord, no matter how long, amen, we still actively, daily, every day seek him. Every hour. This is relationship, amen. And the relationship that we need in this time more than any other is the relationship with God, with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then I heard in the spirit, will you marry me? Hallelujah. Will you marry me? God is saying, will you marry me? Amen. This applies to even if you've already said yes, amen, and even if you've been walking in quote-unquote married to the Lord for 10 years, still in a healthy marriage, in a natural marriage, amen, people who are so in love and been together 10 years, 20 years, sometimes you see them renewing their vows and recommitting themselves, amen. I say this to let us all know and to remind us all, hallelujah, that what God is saying today applies to all of us. God is saying, will you marry me? This is a season, amen, of marriage, a season of love, a season of romance, a season of courtship, first and foremost, first with Christ Jesus. God wants to love on us in this season. Hallelujah, someone. God wants to romance us in this season. Amen. God wants us, is inviting us into a courtship with him. Amen. He wants us, he wants you, amen, to allow him to court him, to court you, excuse me, to woo you. To woo you back to life, to woo you back to wholeness, to love you back to health, amen, to love you through the process, amen. And so with that, God asks even more questions, amen, questions that as I release them is between you and the Lord, hallelujah. He says, will you trust me through the process? Will you trust me through the process? Will you let me be your protector in this time? Will you let me be your provider? Amen. Will you let me be your caretaker? Will you allow me, amen, to lebashiki andarabo sotereya? Will you allow me to bring you on this journey, to lead you on this journey, knowing that I have only goodness in store, knowing that I have the plan, amen, knowing that I know the direct coordinates, I know the direction, I know the way to your land flowing with milk and honey, amen, I know the way to. I know the way to your victory. I know the way to your peace. I am your peace. Hallelujah. I am your way. Hallelujah. Will you walk hand in hand? Will you allow me to take you to higher heights? Will you even step away? Step away from the table. Step away from the table with all the bills and the issues. Will you? Will you step away? Will you step away from the person? Will you step away from the problem? Will you step away from the people that I'm telling you ain't no good for you? Will you step away? Will you step away? Will you step out of the boat? Will you? Will you? Will you? Will you? Will you step out to see? To see how I empower you, enable you to walk on water, to do the impossible? Will you? I'm hearing even right now. Will you step away? Will you hear me when I say you don't need that that medication? You don't need that drink. You don't need the substances. You don't need, amen, the things that you think you need that's causing you to be bound, and it's causing you angst, and it's causing you fear. Will you trust me? I'm hearing the Holy Spirit. Listen, hallelujah. Will you trust me out of your comfort zone? Will you allow me to lead you out of your comfort zone? Amen. Will you leave everything you know so that I can teach you more? So that I can teach you? So that I can instruct you? Will you step away from the distractions so that you can hear me? Will you turn off the TV and spend a little extra time with me? Amen. Will you seek me first? Seek me before the husband. Seek me before your wife. Seek me before, amen, the children. Seek me before the thing that you find so dependable. Seek me before the job. Seek me. Run to me before your best friend or your friend. Seek me. Run to me first. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even now, even right now, as the Lord is prompting these questions, I'm reminded in a courtship, in when you go on a date with someone that you are interested in and excited about, amen. And if it, and as it's mutual, you guys have questions for one another. You want to find out, amen. And sometimes you even pose hypothetical questions, amen. Hallelujah. For instance, you're like, if you were stranded on an island, amen. Come on, somebody. We already see right now the how God has us in this courtship place, in this intimate place. Amen. God is saying right now that if you seek me first, the kingdom of God, in his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you. I like to say 1 + 1 = 1,000,000. Amen. It's supernatural. It's supernatural what God is able to do and desires to do in this time. I heard the Lord say that he wants to add unto us in this hour. He wants to add unto you. Hallelujah. He wants to give. Amen. Deboshikia. God is a rewarder. The Bible says that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. There we go with that word again. Seek. He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. What is seeking? Amen. Well, the dictionary says that it's an attempt to find something. It's one asking for something from someone. In this time, hallelujah, as we are attempting to find God, and rest assured, even the Bible confirms it, Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Amen. God is findable. It's easy to find God. Amen. You will find him. Amen. And even in wanting to go deeper, amen, not only will you find God, but in finding God, you find yourself. Hallelujah, someone. In this season, God doesn't want us walking around broke, broken, insecure, famished, amen, settling, amen, hallelujah, scared, amen, hallelujah, fearful, timid, amen, hallelujah. When we find God, we find our boldness. When we find God, we find our courage. When we find God, amen, we find the desire to please him above all, and we're no longer concerned with pleasing people. Amen. In fact, we are delivered from that people-pleasing spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen, somebody. When we find God, hallelujah, We find the truth. And when we find the truth, we don't accept the lies no more. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't accept the lies. When we find the truth, amen. Hallelujah. In finding God, amen. We don't need people to affirm us. We don't need people to tell us how beautiful we are, how great we are, how perfect we are, how finely dressed we are. Amen. And ultimately leads us astray if we're depending on that. Can I get an amen, somebody? Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh, man, when we find the Lord, hallelujah, when we find the Lord, we find the keys. Shatabo. We find the keys. Woo! We find the keys to the storehouses. Lebasaya, we find the keys to gifts and talents that's lying dormant within. When we find God, hallelujah, someone, we find Eboraboshia Tarabasaya. We find the keys. Amen. We find the keys to prosperity. We find the keys to an abundant living. The Bible says that that Jesus has come that we may have life and life more abundantly. Amen. Ooh, Jesus. So God says, will you marry me in this season? And we got to be confident and calm in this place. Amen. Because what comes along with that is a trust. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, will you trust me? Again, he's saying, will you trust me? Even if it's not happening the way you want, amen. Will you trust me to even if it's a way that you didn't think, even if it's a way where you're like, this is the wrong way. Where are we going? Why'd you just turn that way? Mm-hmm. Will you stop? Will you get out the driver's seat? Will you stop being the backseat driver? Will you stop trying to make it happen yourself and seek me so I can give you the instructions too? Amen. What God has for us, listen, he do it and it happens supernaturally and it happens faster and quicker. Amen. When we just release it. Amen, somebody. All we have to do, what is required in this seeking the Lord, seeking God first, the kingdom of God first in his righteousness? In this seeking, in this relationship, someone has to bow. Someone has to submit. I just read it in Zephaniah. About living humbly. Amen. Seeking him who are humble. Following his commands. That's what this looks like. Amen. Consulting your great I am. Amen. Repositioning, even examining, amen. Even right now, and as we exit this hour, but you don't exit the presence of God, having this check-in. What do I have? What is my numero uno? What is my number one? Who is my number one? Is my family number one? Well, that's wrong. Hallelujah. They're not in the correct position. Are my children number one? That's not the correct position. Is my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my girlfriend number one? And we can tell, amen, we can tell, you can tell, Leba shatarabo kondoro boshiki atarabasa kondoro yo. As you step back and examine, what's my number one in this time? Is CNN my numero uno? Is Fox News my numero uno? Is MSNBC my numero uno? Is Netflix my numero uno? Is the drinky drink my numero uno? Is the smoky smoke my numero uno? Is something that I know I should not be doing my numero uno? Amen. Amen. Is getting attention my numero uno? It's pride, people knowing who I am. See me. Is that my numero uno? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But as we actively, in this season, y'all, as we actively seek the Lord with our whole heart, our best effort, our first effort, our first effort, amen. As we are willing, hallelujah, to make whatever sacrifices. When you love someone and you either desire to be with them or in a relationship with them, amen, you do whatever you have to do to see them. You change your whole schedule up to be there. Amen. You even take off of work. Amen. Hallelujah, someone, to be there. Lebo kotorobashia. There's a sacrifice that comes in that love relationship, amen. It shall be the same way with Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, someone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the beautiful thing that when we begin, amen, because a love relationship is a sacrificial relationship. Hello, Jesus. Hello, God, send his only begotten son. Amen. So what things, amen, what matters more? Amen. Us getting our mindset in our hearts, amen, in that position, and even in that disciplined walk of learning to discipline our flesh and surrender and submit and bring our flesh under subjection. That the primary thing in the moment is not how I'm feeling and whether I feel like praising the Lord and whether I feel like praying or whether I feel like, but practicing, amen, whipping your flesh into shape. Is your flesh running you right now, or is our faith? Is my flesh running me, or is my faith running me? What am I walking by right now? Am I walking by flesh, or am I walking by faith? These are questions that as we enter into and constantly asking of ourselves and submitting to this, you will see ourselves grow and evolve as into the children that God created us to be. You see yourself before your very eyes. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 19 and 29 that everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. This is who we are marrying, amen. This is who our God is. This is who our Jesus is. That 100 times as much. In Matthew 6, a couple of scriptures above our scripture of the day, God talks about, amen, the birds, the fowl of the air, how they sow not, they reap not, they gather not, but they are fed. And how much more valuable of importance are you to him? This is the God that we, amen, are saying yes to in this marriage. Yes, Lord, yes, I will marry you. This is the God who we are saying yes to, the only living God. This is who we are saying yes to. He speaks about the lilies of the field, the lilies, and how they toil not, and they spin not, and they, but they grow, and they are clothed more beautiful than Solomon. Hallelujah! And all of his wisdom. He speaks about the lilies being adorned, more beautiful, where Solomon, his wisdom and his fame reached the furthest, amen, of the lands, where the Queen of Sheba had to come and see for herself. And even when she arrived, she said, what I heard doesn't give it justice. It's even more beautiful. Even more breathtaking. And how about this? Solomon merely just asked for wisdom and discernment, to good judgment, to be good as a king, to do his job well. And because God was pleased, amen, with what he asked for, God gave him riches and honor. Listen to our God. Look at our God, amen, who is wanting to court us in this time, amen. He gives freely. He gives more. Amen. He is rewarder. If we go even up higher, earlier in Matthew chapter 6, amen, God says, the Bible says, Jesus is saying, hallelujah, that if you go and pray in secret, I will reward openly. That you go and you fast, amen, hallelujah, and you fix yourself up and basically you do it in secret, I will reward you openly, amen. You give of alms, amen, you give and do it in secret, ha ha ha, leboshia. I will reward you openly. This is the God, hallelujah. This is who's asking you, who's pulling you in to him, who's drawing you closer, amen, who meets you as soon as you take a step. He takes 10 towards you, amen. He wants to lift you up and carry walk through, what you think you have to toil through, what you think you have to sow through. God, he said the birds and the grass, amen, they're fed and they're clothed, hallelujah, and you're more important. So if I'm taking care of their needs, of course, hallelujah, I'm going to take care of my son's need. And of course, I'm going to take care of my daughter's needs, hallelujah. And of course, I'm going to take care of, hallelujah, the one that's pleasing me, amen, in this season, hallelujah. Rabo Shikia, will God find you in faith? And will he say, I am well pleased. See, God is easy. Amen. It's easy to please God. Well, how do you please him? Hallelujah. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. I just discovered. I just found how I'm going to please my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to please the one, hallelujah, who blesses and supplies according to his riches and glory. I'm going to please, hallelujah, shalom, hallelujah, the one who gives me peace, and not just any kind of peace, and not just a little bit of peace, but a peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, I want to be with the one, amen, hallelujah, and please the one, and say yes to the one, amen, who is on the throne, who sits high and is looking low, who's able to lift me up, lebashikia, so that I don't stumble, so that I don't trip, so that I don't lebashiki andarabo sokaraya get entangled into some craziness. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Ah, Leboshikia, will you marry me? Oh, in this season, and see God love you, love us. Oh, love on us. Love on us, Leboshiki and Roboshia. Love on us. Love on us like we've never experienced before. Love on us that your past is not tainting your now, that your past is not messing up your future, that your past is not no longer poison, amen, that you're sipping on. Loving you, amen, to forgiving is easy. Ha! Shatobosia! Loving you, hallelujah! To you see what he see. To you, lebashikia taraboso tabasatria. This is the season. This is the season. This is the season. This is the season. This is the season of marriage, of love, of romance, of courtship. This is the season of him helping. Amen. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God says, will you marry me? And I say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And not only spiritually, amen, but naturally, expect him to penetrate this natural and do miracles, signs, and wonders supernaturally, extraordinarily, abundantly, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah! Lebo korobo shitia tarabasa taroboshia. Leba sandarabosaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for solving the problems. Thank you, Lord God, for changing the hearts. Thank you, Lord God, for settling the minds. Thank you, Lord God, for strengthening our feet, our ankle bones in you. Thank you, Lord God, for making us lebo shiki andarabashaya strong in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yavereke ka Adonai veish meracha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha viko neka. Yisa Adonai panav elecha veyasim lecha. Shalom. God bless you in the name of mighty Jesus. Until next week, the Lord Rabbo Shikia, his hand is on your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.